No. I forgot to put the Charlie XTX meme on the last episode. Sorry about it. You may commence the dragging of me. In this week's interlude, I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about a happy-go-lucky shooter on Ms. Conta's most wanted list, which isn't his first time, but hopefully, if he's found, it'll be his last time. After that, we're going to talk about the unsolved murder of Rita Hester, a cold case that actually inspired Transgender Day of Remembrance. So, let's get into it. And yes, I'm wearing a tank top because it's hot. And yes, Brittany's on it because Brittany. Here's everything you need to know about Kenneth Twyman. So now, Kenneth Twyman, the most recent Wisconsin Most Wanted, unfortunately is no stranger to said list.
The year was 2018.
Complete menace of the city.
The first time Kenneth Twyman was featured on Wisconsin's Most Wanted.
Police say he killed a man.
Twyman quickly became one of Wisconsin's most wanted.
In 2018, Kenneth was first featured on the list and was later arrested in Arkansas by U.S. Marshals following a grueling search. Fast forwarding to 2022, Kenneth is released on bond and again wanted for first-degree reckless homicide. This past April, Kenneth shot and killed Tavon Luckett outside of a gas station in Milwaukee. Law enforcement have warned the community to be on high alert and lookout, and if spotted, do not approach him, but instead call the U.S. Marshals or their tip line, which I'll be putting somewhere around here. Kenneth is known to be armed and dangerous, and also very unstable. Details surrounding his appearance include an upper grill, diamond or gold, classic, a neck tattoo, also classic, and long hair, classic. This dude probably don't clean under his fingernails. But stay alert and stay safe. Now moving on. Rita Hester, the youngest of five children, grew up in Hartford, Connecticut. Hester was a trans woman with a family who supported her choices and sexuality. They gave her the basic respect that any trans person deserves. Unfortunately, Hester did not receive love and support from her neighbors and those around her, which led to her moving to Boston, where she could start anew. In Boston, Hester connected with a community of individuals who were uplifting and genuinely cared for her and her well-being. Instead of going home on Thanksgiving, as Hester had typically done for the years prior, she decided to remain in Boston. On the evening of November 28, 1998, Hester made plans with a friend to meet up at a local bar called Silhouettes around 7 p.m. Unfortunately, Hester never made it to the bar. And at some point that evening, Hester's neighbors called 911 due to a believed domestic dispute inside her apartment. Her neighbors stated that it had taken a very long time for police to actually enter the apartment and transport her to the hospital. By the time Hester had received medical attention, she had died from cardiac arrest, only 2 days before her 35th birthday at that. No leads were found, and no one was pointed out or connected to the case. Her apartment showed no signs of break-in and no items were missing either. Although the case has received a lot of media coverage, Rita has often been misgendered by various news outlets, causing quite the uproar in the trans community. Other trans women have heard this story and were just tired of being targeted within their community. These women marched along the streets of Hester's neighborhood, which led to the creation of Transgender Day of Remembrance to honor transgender homicide victims. Pride Month is among us, you know, we're in the midst of all the corporate rigmarole and rainbows everywhere, but during Pride Month, I think it's important to remember and pay respect to the people who it's for. It's important to highlight the cases in our community and continue to highlight and uplift trans voices. This case is still unsolved, and if you want to get in on the conversation, spread awareness, or even help solve or give information about this case, check out the website Uncovered. It's a great database and great community of true crime sleuths like you and me who just want to get in on it. So stay safe, stay hydrated, happy Pride, get after it. Kisses from the homies. Also come out to True Crime Festival in August. Yeah.
now for your latest weather forecast.
Save on auto insurance for driving safe with USAA Safe Pilot. You'll feel like a big deal, even in a traffic jam. Save up to 30% with USAA Safe Pilot. Restrictions apply.